Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented guy, a very funny guy. And I've been watching him for a long time. And I know it sounds easy to say, but the first time I ever saw him was on Upright Citizens Brigade in some small roles. But I kind of thought, hey, this is a guy who you're going to hear a lot from. And he's just terrific. Whatever it is, he's got a load of it. And you've seen him recently on Modern Family and Andrew Tribeca, SNL, of course, and his latest. Oh, Gary Unmarried. He was terrific in Gary Unmarried, too. But Rob Riggle is our very special guest. And Rob Riggle, Global Investigator, is the show everyone's got to watch. And I could say this guilt-free. You've got to watch it. You've got to stay inside. You can't be out there spreading diseases or getting the virus that you don't even know you might have. So binge watch something. And if you gotta watch something, watch Rob Riggle, Global Investigator, on Discovery Channel. Everything this guy is in is so terrific. He's terrific. Rob Riggle is our very special guest. Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. That was quite an introduction. You, sir, have got some. You pulled out some deep cuts. I mean, you're original. You are OG. If you saw me at the Upright Citizens Brigade back in the day, that's pretty impressive. And the shows you mentioned, man, those are deep tracks. Well done, sir.
Yeah. Also, Arrested Development. I saw you in a role in Arrested Development. You were terrific. I'll tell you, you're just one of those guys it's can't miss. When I see Rob Riggle on TV, I'm like, oh, Rob Riggle, look at this. And, it just goes back a long time. This is great because I'm a big traveler. You're getting into, you know, the mysteries of the world here. And again, give us a little overview of Rob Riggle, Global Investigator.
Yeah, well, it all started. I hosted Shark Week for the Discovery Channel for the last 2 years, and they approached me and said, hey, do you want to do a show? I said, of course, because I'm a huge fan of the Discovery Channel. I love those guys. I love their shows. So they said, well, what do you want to do? And, I mean, nobody gets asked that in their lifetime, usually. So I jumped at the chance, and I said, I want to go around the world solving mysteries. Like Indiana Jones, because that was been a fantasy of mine for a long time. And they said, okay, which totally surprised me. I was like, seriously? This is awesome. So that's what we set out to do. But in order for it to be, me, I guess, I needed to add comedy. I wanted to put some comedy into it. I am a history buff. I do love history. I'm a fan of it. So I tried to make a show that had history, mystery, adventure, and comedy. And I think we accomplished that. If I had to put this show in a nutshell, I would say it's Indiana Jones meets Pink Panther. That's what I would say.
I'll tell you what, it's terrific. It is it is something that I love. I love to travel. And, again, you could watch travel shows all you want on National Geographic. You can't watch Rob Riggle on National Geographic, not that I know of anyway, but this is the closest you can get. And you're going to entertain us along the way. I'm assuming people are going to learn a lot about what's going on, and you kind of get to the bottom of it. How many of the, and again, I don't even know where you are in production. Production for everything is kind of halted with the coronavirus and everything here. Where are you production-wise? How many shows do you have in the can?
We have six one-hour episodes. They're all finished. We got done before the coronavirus hit. Tomorrow night, it's on the Discovery Channel. Thursday nights at 9 p.m., but you can see the first three episodes. If you show up at 7 p.m., there's a, you can see episode 1, 2, and the brand new third episode at 9 p.m. So it should be, to use an old radio term, a rock block of Global Investigator tomorrow on the Discovery Channel.
Well, we got Rob Riggle for a couple moments more. He's got folks to talk to, and he's probably exhausted. But anyway, look, it's one thing I could say guilt-free. Watch, especially the three episodes, binge watch that right away, and I will be doing the same. Rob Riggle's Global Investigator on Discovery Channel is the name of the show, and they got six shows in, thankfully, before everything hit and everything stopped. And we got a couple moments left with Rob. Can I ask you this? Is it even up for question what the rest of the year looks like for you, or is it all a mystery, just like, I guess, everyone else? Is there anything you'll be doing from home? Obviously, you know, it's hard to interact with anyone, to do what you do and to do TV. I mean, what do? Do you write? Do you do monologues? What are you going to be doing, or is it still up in the air?
Well, right in the short term, for the next 3 months, my calendar has been wiped out. Like, there's nothing on it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be reading and writing and preparing for when we do come out of this, so that I'll be hopefully ready to hit the ground running. I was fortunate enough. I do a show also on ABC called Holy Moly. And we finished season two right before this coronavirus hit, like literally just wrapped about 3 weeks ago, as far as all the quarantining stuff. So that, thank goodness, is in the can. So that'll be running all summer on ABC. But yeah, I think I'm like everybody else. I'm trying to stay at home, stay healthy, washing my hands, social distancing, you know, trying to be responsible so that we can get through this thing faster and everybody can get back to work, because I think that's what everybody wants to do.
You know, but before I let you go, the one thing, and it just popped in my head, you know, during another interview just a little earlier, that the one opportunity that comes up, and when I say opportunity, I say it with all the respect in the world, are shows, or either TV shows or movies that were shot in the past that never got picked up, never got their distribution. Do you have anything like that where you shot some things and you thought, you know, maybe it'd get picked up, and for some reason it just moved on project-wise? But that is a real possibility, and folks are going to be looking for new material. The only way you can get new material is something that has been shot before. Does anything that you've done fall in that category?
That's interesting. I've shot a lot of pilots.
Yeah.
A lot of pilots. But, you know, they're just pilots, so they don't have anything to back them up.
Gotcha.
You know, there's no more production. So, but as far as, like, having a bunch of stuff that was done and produced and is ready to go, I don't know. I mean, you can – if you go to Crackle, you can see Ski Master Academy, which is a show, I think it's like 8 episodes that I did that.
Yeah, I've seen,
is very,
I've seen,
funny.
Very funny, very funny show.
Very enjoyable. So, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there, but as far as what you're describing, I don't think so, no.
Hey, Rob, before you go, can you give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing, and also Global Investigator?
Sure. You can hashtag Global Investigator, and you can go to @Discovery. You can also follow me at Rob Riggle on most platforms. I think I'm at Rob Riggle on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. So, and that's RIGGLE, Rob Riggle. Feel free to follow. I try to post stuff on there about the show and whenever I can. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
Listen, congratulations on the new show. Congratulations on a wonderful career that you put together, still going strong. Rob Riggle's Global Investigator is a must-watch for everybody. Rob, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Rob Riggle, everyone, comedian and actor, and, again, going back to Upright Citizens Brigade, that launched a lot of careers. And I don't know what he was in, maybe 4 or 5, 6 episodes, something along those lines. And he always had, you know, he had small roles there, but that was a launch pad for him. And so many people came off of that show. But I remember seeing him and thinking, we're going to see more of this guy. And we did. SNL, he did SNL. Modern Family, a bunch of episodes of Modern Family. Holy Moly is the show he just mentioned to us, and that's in its second season, and that's complete. He did a one-off with Arrested Development. Angie Tribeca, I mentioned that. Drunk History is something I saw him in recently, and I love that show. I don't know why, but why I love it so. Well, I know why. It's excellent. They do a great job on it. but he did a couple roles in that, and that's just a terrific show if you get a chance to see. But anyway, Rob Riggle's Global Investigator is the name of the show. It's Discovery Channel, and it's it's a must watch. And there's 6 episodes. You can see the first 3 right now, and you'll be able to see a lot more of that. 6 one-hour episodes of that. But Rob Riggle, you've seen his work all over the place. Gary Unmarried is another one. I mentioned New Girl. He was in several New Girls. He played Schmidt's father, Older Schmidt, on that show. Terrific talent. Rob Riggle has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. See you all next time on Breaking It Down.